August 29, 1930, how created things are pregnant with divine will. The crosses form the way that leads to heaven. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. An invincible force transports me into its divine acts, and I feel and know the divine will operating in all created things, as it makes me the sweet invitation to follow it in its acts in order to have my company. But while I was doing this, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, all created things are pregnant with my divine will, which left itself in them, not for us, who had no need, but for love of creatures, giving itself in as many distinct ways for as many things as it created. Acting as true mother, it wanted to assail the creatures with as much love for as many things as it issued to the light of the day. It wanted to give itself in each instant without interruption, so as to give itself sip by sip, to form its life and extend its kingdom in each soul. This is why you see that there is not one thing from which my fiat does not want to give itself, and it can be said that each created thing forms its throne of love, from which it makes descend its mercy, its graces, and the path in order to communicate its divine life. It is as though on the lookout to see what good it can do to its children, if they open their hearts to it, to receive its goods and to conform to its divine ways. So, each created thing is a call that it makes to the creature to receive the gift that my divine will wants to give her. Each created thing is a new love which it wants to feed her, and one more act of its life which it wants to carry out tartan inside the creature. But alas! How many ingratitudes on their part! My divine will embraces them, it clasps them to its bosom with its arms of light, and they escape from within its light without returning to it the embrace and looking at who it is that loves them so much. Therefore, my daughter, you, be its repairer, follow it in all the calls that it makes to you by means of each created thing, so as to give it love for love, and receive all the sips of its divine life in the depth of your soul, to give it the freedom of letting it reign. Then, I was following its acts in my abandonment in the supreme volition, but my poor mind was occupied with the many incidents which our Lord had disposed and disposes for my poor existence. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the crosses, the incidents, the mortifications, the acts, the abandonments of creatures, everything that one can suffer for love of me, are nothing other than the pebbles which mark the way that leads to heaven. So, at the moment of death, the creature will see that everything she has suffered has served her to form the road, which is marked with indelible ways and with unmovable stones, the straight path that leads to the celestial fatherland. And if everything that my providence has disposed for her to suffer, she has suffered in order to fulfill my divine will, to receive, not the pain, but an act of its divine life, she will form as many sons for as many acts as she has done in pains that she has suffered, in such a way that her road will appear as marked, to the right and to the left, by sons, to which, taking her and investing her with their light, will lead her into the celestial regions. Therefore, the many incidents of life are necessary, because they serve to form for oneself the road and to mark the way to heaven. If roads are not formed, it is difficult to go from one town to another. Much more so, it is difficult to reach eternal glory. Fiat.